The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
Let me play. 115.
10.
Ooh, that was a good one. 61.
I think that's the one that we should finish on.
Okay.
Welcome to the Simply Strategic Show. Today's show is all about...
Well, that's right. We're talking about numbers today.
Numbers today, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
I know. This is a favorite topic for you. In fact, you wore this t-shirt. It has the number 100 right on front of it.
Yes, it does. We'll let people guess what the rest of it says.
We will. Welcome to the Simply Strategic Show. I'm Tony. I'm here with Tim. Today's show is all about numbers. We have the show is packed with numbers. In fact, Dustin, excuse me, folks, you may not know Dustin's our chief podcasting engineer, the first charter member of the podcasting union. Dustin, there have to be songs out there with numbers in them, aren't there?
Ooh.
Do you think we can have bumper music with numbers in it this week?
He's noncommittal, but I think he'll work on it.
I think he ought to. All right. We're going to come back in just a few moments, and today's show, we're going to talk about numbers.
24 oceans, 24 skies, 24 failures and 24 tries. 24 finds me in 24th place.
All right, Tim. Favorite topic for you, isn't it?
My favorite topic is Faith, my wife.
Okay, well, this is going to be pretty close, I'm sure.
She has 10 fingers. Just trying to get in the numbers theme there.
Okay. Well, you know, especially, I don't know, people put us in a category as a church, I guess, and churches like us, I guess, we get a bad rap from time to time because we're counting.
That's right.
And so I thought it would be helpful just to open up this topic and talk about, first of all, why we count. Why do we count?
We count people because people matter, Tony. Haven't you heard that?
Yes, I have. I've heard you say that before, actually. Yeah.
It's true, though. It's true. You know, and people look at that as like, oh, they're all wrapped up in numbers. But my goodness, numbers are people. Yeah. And if we don't keep track of who's there, I mean, how do you know if you're making progress or losing progress? Yeah. If you're accomplishing your mission or you're losing traction on your mission?
Yeah, and the way I talk about it with other churches too is that obviously all of our ministry environments are different, and so it would be wrong for me to expect a church in what's your hometown in Iowa?
Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill, Iowa.
Yep.
To have thousands and thousands of people, but God could move and miraculous things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I talk about it with churches is no matter what size you are, there should be growth happening. And it's growing healthy churches that we're hoping to encourage.
Yeah.
And I've shared with people that it could be a church of 2,000. But if they've stopped growing and they've kind of shut down their how they're looking at people outside the church and their evangelism and witnessing efforts and so on, if they're not building relationships with people so that they can encourage them into a relationship with Christ, then it's not a healthy church. It's not a growing church. And in many respects, then that church may not be as healthy as a church of 200 that's vibrant and reaching out and impacting their community.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it's not really about the numbers, but it is about the numbers. I think we have to watch the numbers.
It seems like, too, I've talked to churches that like they track their numbers and they follow their numbers, and then their numbers started plateauing or maybe going down a little bit, and all of a sudden they kind of threw this spiritual overtone like, we don't care about numbers, we're caring about people, and it's because their numbers started taking a nosedive, and they didn't like the look of their numbers, and evidently didn't feel like they could do anything about it to turn it around or whatever. So I think even when the numbers are going down, which, boy, 12 months ago we were there, our numbers were starting to go down.
Right.
And had we not known that, had we not been paying attention, it it wouldn't have served as a wake-up call to tweak some ministry and get it back going again.
Yeah. So do you want to just talk broadly, first of all, about how we look at measurements and some of the things that we're tracking at Granger? Here, I gave you a cheat sheet, too.
Ooh, look at this.
Yeah, because recently we actually provided the church kind of like an annual report to document where we've been together as a ministry. And so you want to talk about some of the things that we're tracking?
Yeah, I mean, attendance is an obvious one, and that helps us really get a sense of growth in a particular ministry, whether it's in a weekend service or whether it's in a high school ministry or a number of kids. We're tracking baptisms are important. It tells us the life transition, big life steps, life decisions that people are making, spiritual decisions, and that's very important to us. You know, several times a year we offer an opportunity for people to give their lives to Christ, and we're tracking that to see, you know, how many people gave their lives to Christ, as much as possible to follow up on those people. We're tracking steps that they take throughout the year that show spiritual progress. For example, involvement in small groups or life groups, involvement in something like a spiritual retreat, like a men's or a women's type of retreat. People that are involved with missions opportunities outside the church. A couple of the numbers that we put in our annual report was we have 600 involved in our ministry to at-risk kids in downtown South Bend. We were able to help over 5,000 Hurricane Katrina victims. So we're trying to track the numbers of involvement, because involvement is if you're involved and you're in relationship with someone else next to you, you're more likely to take spiritual next steps.
Yeah, and as a result, one of the key measures, too, that we also look at is ministry connections within our church, too, because in many instances when people are volunteering, serving at the church, too, in addition to those serving opportunities outside of the church, you're right. They're building relationships with people, and we talked in our last episode. It's one of those instances where you have a friend and you can be a friend, where there's this meaningful mutual relationship of encouragement that's helping people take their next steps toward Christ. And so we're tracking all these numbers, Tim, but are there other ways that we use to measure what's happening in people's spiritual journey?
Yeah, sure. We talk like hard side measurements and soft side measurements, and hard side are numbers. You can get a specific number, but that doesn't tell the whole story. I mean, you have to hear about life change. You have to listen to stories. You have to have systems in place where you can get those stories, and then you can pass on those stories. Mm-hmm. Because if you have an ever-growing number of people at a certain ministry event or a certain service, but no one's lives are being changed, then, you know, it's like, what's the purpose of this? What's a good example of?
Well, we're capturing stories in a number of different ways. We ask for people to share a little bit about what's happening in their lives in our through the weekend comment cards, the prayer requests that come through. We ask for people to share their stories before they're baptized.
Yep.
As a staff, that's a weekly part of our gatherings that we have. That's the first thing we do is we open it up and we ask the staff to share stories about what's happening in their lives and what they're experiencing with other people around them. And no, it's not a black and white deal. I mean, you can't really, like you've said, it's kind of a soft side measurement, I guess. But man, when you hear the life transformation that's happening in people's lives, you can't deny that God is moving. Yeah. You just can't deny it.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago, we had a microphone and a video camera out in our atrium in our lobby area, and we asked people who had only been here 4 months or less, if they wouldn't mind, if their life had been touched or changed or they had a good experience, to go by and just talk about that. We ended up with an hour and a half of footage of people been here 4 months or less, just talking, you know, 30 seconds to 2 or 3 minutes at a time about how their life has been changed. And watching those gives us a sense of, is what we're doing working?
Yeah. Now, it's been interesting, this focus on having focusing not only on the stories but on numbers. That goes way back for the church. In fact, I've heard Mark suggest before he even launched a weekend service, he wanted to have, what was it, 100? Or he wanted to have, he had a goal in mind of a number of people he wanted kind of gathering in groups and so on before they would even launch their service.
Yep.
And then a few years later, as the church was just starting to take off, there was a goal that was kind of set. And
It was when I first came to the church. It was in 94, and the church was probably 600 in size. Well, probably about 500 in size at that time. And Mark and the leadership communicated that he felt God wanted us to be a church of 2,000 by the year 2000.
Yeah.
And I remember that first time he said it, people in the churches kind of sucked air. They kind of gasped.
Right.
And then
a few years later, we went through a strategic process and identified a new vision statement for the church. And it was, as you know, we believed together as a leadership team that God was calling us to be a church of 10,000 by 2010.
Exactly.
And no one's ever seen a church of 10,000 in Granger, Indiana. It's just it's not happened. And for it to happen, it would certainly have to be a God thing.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, that's kind of the vision that's out there. And what that does, though, is it really helps our church remain focused on, this isn't just about me. There's a community out there that needs to have Jesus in their life. And so it helps us maintain this focus on, I need to be building relationships with people outside the church so that hopefully they can meet Jesus and then be a part of this community of faith that we're building through Granger Community Church.
Yep.
Well, today's show is all about numbers, and Tim, I'm excited because we have a fun segment coming up here next. So I think our audience will want to hang with us and be back.
I want to hang with us because I'm not sure what this segment is either.
You don't know what's coming, do you?
No, I don't.
I love it when you don't know what's coming.
I'm excited.
You're listening to the Simply Strategic Show. We'll be back in a moment. All right, Tim, new segment.
Okay.
This is going to be fun. And this kind of goes on the theme of numbers.
Okay. Does it have a name? This new segment.
Let me explain it first.
All right. Sorry.
You're jumping ahead here.
I'm just going to sit back and listen.
That's right. What I thought I would do is I went back through my email messages. Okay.
Okay.
And what I did was pulled out excerpts from various email messages. Some were from accountants, people that deal with numbers on a daily basis.
Okay.
And some were from artists.
Oh, all right.
People you would not think would deal with numbers on a daily basis.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do in a few moments is I'm going to read these excerpts from these email messages, and you're going to have to guess, is it an accountant who wrote that or an artist? And so the name of this segment is...
Something complicated, I'm sure.
Yes. Accountant or artist. Are you ready to play?
Okay, that's good. All
okay.
right.
Now, we're going to start with a couple easy ones.
These are defined by you as to which category they're in?
Well, these are actually people that are employed at Granger Community Church as accountants or artists.
Oh, so it's been predefined? And,
yes.
All right.
So the answers, this is not theory, Tim. This is factual.
Okay, factual.
Factual information here. Let's just start with some samples, okay? We'll start easy.
This is like a test.
That's right. The first one is, I would like to review the opening balances on the statement. Is that accountant or artist?
I've never in my life heard an artist say that, so I would say accountant.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay, that's very good. Here, another sample one here. At this point, I'm planning on scoring an actual horn part for Tim and providing the rest of you with chord charts.
Wow. That would be an artist.
That exactly, Tim. See, you're very good at this.
Are these going to get harder? Because those are pretty easy.
Those were pretty easy.
Those are like sissy balls.
Yeah. Let's do this one. Do you just want to do the meeting at Taco Bell?
Do you just want to do the meeting at Taco Bell? Ooh, I could go either way on that. I'm going to go with accountant.
My word, Tim. You're very good at this.
I'm 3 for 3.
That's very good.
But no one's counting.
How about, I can handle the rest once we know the counts?
I can handle the rest once we know the counts. I think you want me to say accountant, so I'm going to say artist.
Oh. Tim, I can't believe this, Dustin. He's 4 for 4.
Ooh, 4 for 4.
He is 4 for 4. This is incredible. Okay. How about, I need to go get a birthday card, so I'll just do this while I'm there.
Oh, my goodness, that's hard. A birthday card, so I'll just do this while I'm there. Well, they're going to get the birthday card at Target, and so while they're there, they're going to buy some graph paper, so it's an accountant.
Unbelievable.
Five for five.
This is amazing. All right, couple more. Let's see here. I called down to Nashville to make sure they got the contracts and the check. All is great and entered into their system.
Ooh, Nashville is a music city. It's like the music city, capital of the world. I'm going to go with artist.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
No way.
Talking about checks and contracts, you guessed artist. You are right. 6 for 6.
All right.
Last one. Last one here.
Seven's a perfect number.
Seven is the perfect number. Let me see. Let me try to pick a hard one. Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
I'm ready.
I got to get a hard one, though. Which one? Dustin says the last one. Okay, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. The pressure's on.
Once I have those, I'll enter those line items in and turn over to Jamie for processing.
Boy. You want me to say accountant, which makes me want to say artist, but this could be the reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jamie processing.
Dustin doesn't think you're going to get this one.
Numbers processing. Accountant.
Actually, that one was a counselor.
A counselor? That doesn't count.
You did very well, though. 6 out of 7. That's amazing, Tim.
All right.
All right. That was accountant or artist. You did a great job. We'll be back in just a few moments.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that.
Tim, you have young kids at home, so you probably have one of those books, Where is Waldo?
I do have young kids. I'm not familiar with all the books in their library.
Well, let me familiarize you with that then. The Where is Waldo has this big, complicated picture. It's got all kinds of things happening in the picture.
And that sounds familiar.
There's this little person called Waldo, and you have to try to find Waldo in this big picture.
Oh, I think I would enjoy that.
We're going to be kind of playing that game over the next several weeks.
Okay.
Because we're going to be in locations throughout the country.
All in the month of May, I think.
All in the month of May, and people can play Where's Tim and Tony.
That could be fun.
But we'll give them some clues. This next week, we're heading to Washington, D.C. for the very first ever Buzz Conference. Buzz Conference. Mark Batterson from National Community Church is launching this conference, and Ed Young will be there as well. So we're looking forward to heading over there and catching you. You're excited about the film festival.
They're doing a film festival on the first night of the conference, and that is pretty exciting because that's something we're toying with for the future.
Yeah, and then a few weeks later, where are we heading?
We are going the week of May 15th. We're heading out to Saddleback, and we'll be joining them for the Purpose Driven Church Conference, and Tony and I will be doing a workshop on Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, I think it is on Tuesday. And then our friend Mark Waltz, too, will be doing a workshop on first impressions on Wednesday.
That's right.
So we're all going to be out there. And then I'm excited about this next trip. We're heading down to the Carolinas and stopping at a few different churches. A couple in Charlotte, we're going to be visiting Mecklenburg Community Church. And then also a young church, Charlotte South Fellowship. They just moved into a new auditorium. And so we're going to be joining them. And then our good friend Perry Noble in Anderson, South Carolina, at New Spring Church. Perry and his crew just moved into a brand new facility a few months ago, so we're going to go down and hang out with him and see the new campus.
That'll be fun. We love to learn things from other churches, whether they're bigger or smaller, to see what they're doing and see what we can pull back to Granger and plug in there.
And then most importantly, I'm going to Tennessee.
You're going to Tennessee?
Yes.
Am I on that trip?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to play golf for a few days.
Golf.
And I've heard that you're good on the miniature golf course, but I...
Short putts, if they're like 3 to 6 feet, I'm really good at.
If I remember right, you actually won a staff miniature golf competition.
I did. I retired at that point because I thought it's never going to get any better.
Yeah.
And I haven't played since.
All right. Well, you can join in the fun as well and play Where's Tim and Tony as we journey across the great United States of America. Won't that be fun? We'll be back with you next week. You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006.